Hello guys, I'm here today to talk about how to make egusi soup. There are different ways of making egusi soup. You can make egusi soup with tomato paste, and you can still make it just the normal way. I will talk about the normal way, but first of all, let me talk about making egusi soup with tomato paste. Before you do anything, the ingredients needed for this are tomatoes, pepper, onion, your melon seed, grinded melon seed, your spices, and your vegetable. First of all, boil or parboil your fish or meat. Then once that's done, you blend your tomatoes. Once you're done blending the tomatoes, sorry, I didn't add red oil to the ingredients needed. Red oil is also needed. Once you're done blending the tomatoes, you put a pot on the fire and add your red oil when the pot is hot. Next thing, you allow the oil to get a little bit hot, then you pour in your tomatoes. Fry the tomatoes for a little while, just a little bit. Then, if you like frying, you can also fry your egusi, that is a melon seed, if you wish to. If not, you can cook it straight. Frying the melon seed goes this way. You pour the melon seed into the tomatoes that you're already frying. Fry it for a while. When it's been fried for a while, you now pour the water used in cooking or parboiling your fish or meat into the tomato paste and a melon seed that you already frying. Allow it to boil for a while. You pour your meat or fish, then you add your ingredients, add water to it, and allow to boil for a while. Give it like 10 minutes so that the melon seed will get done. You cook it for a while, for like 8 to 10 minutes. Then you add your vegetable. Your vegetable is not supposed to last on fire for more than 10 seconds. And you bring it down. Once you bring it down, your meal is ready to be served. I don't mind entertaining questions from this. Do have a blast.